Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 29th, 2025. Today is Saturday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 52 through 54. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Woe to you, experts in the law, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering." When he went outside, the scribes and the Pharisees became hostile to him and began to interrogate him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. Here ends the reading. Often in the Gospels, the Pharisees are depicted as a foil for Jesus' ministry. Jesus seems to revel in arguing with them and critiquing their rigidity. And the Pharisees always seem to be on the lookout for a way to discredit Jesus' ministry. It's helpful when we read sections of the Gospels where Jesus and the Pharisees are locked up in debate to remember a few things. The first thing, the Pharisees were a reform movement within first century Judaism. They wanted a spiritual revival amongst the covenant people, and they believed that revival, that ability to see oneself as a part of the promised people going all the way back to Abraham, they believed that revival would only come about through a proper observance of God's law, the Torah. Second thing, Jesus was a Jew as well. He is not critiquing the rigidity of the Pharisees because he's wanting to start another religion. He is engaging in debate about how God's law, the Torah, is to be applied. And the sort of expansive view of the fact that the law is for people and not people for the law. Finally, please always keep in mind that the Gospels were written well after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so the argument about whether or not Jesus was indeed the Messiah of God would have continued well after those events. Most scholars believe that by the time of the Gospels, the Jews who claimed Jesus as Messiah had likely already been fully expelled from their synagogues. And this would have left plenty of animosity between early Christians and their Jewish siblings. To that end, keeping in mind those several things, when I read passages like today's, I'm not as inclined to read them primarily as a polemic against the religious leaders of Jesus' day as I am to read them as Jesus' continuing critique of any religious observance that puts barriers between the good news of the gospel and people who need to experience that good news. Lately, I've been listening to plenty of folks who, for one reason or the other, have left the practice of Christianity. Many of these folks have left more evangelical and non-denominational churches in a process they call deconstructing. But in nearly every case, the primary reason for people's departure boils down to the ways in which they felt controlled or manipulated in order to conform to particular teachings of a denomination or a church group. Eventually, these folks have reached a point where they saw their spiritual leaders, the leaders of congregations and denominations, as hypocrites, unable or unwilling to live up to the teachings the leaders were preaching to their congregants. In so doing, those leaders have hindered people from fully experiencing the spiritual freedom of the teachings of Jesus. In other words, they're not any different than the Pharisees Jesus critiques in today's gospel reading. As the church, we are supposed to be the place where people can find the hope, joy, and peace that Jesus offers to everyone. The degree to which we fail in living up to that value is the degree to which we find ourselves under judgment. My guess is people these days aren't looking to find one more place in their lives that makes them feel anxious or distressed. The church is to be a place of good news. The church is to be an outpost of God's grace and mercy in a world that is often ungraceful and unmerciful. God grant us the boldness to proclaim God's boundless love to everyone we meet and to everyone who may enter the doors of our church buildings. God deliver us from being hindrances to God's gracious welcome to anyone who is in search of a community of good news. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.